This is Radio Nepal. I am Srizana Bastola with the news, the headlines first. Government decides to list Security Printing Center as a public entity for commercial operations, TU Cricket Ground to operate under fresh lease agreement. Supreme Court scraps provision allowing state-funded foreign medical treatment for former VIPs, domestic medical support to remain unchanged. Finance Ministry releases White Paper on Current Economic Status of Nepal 2083, assessing country's overall socioeconomic situation. And suspect charged with attempted assassination of U.S. President at Washington dinner. Now the news in detail. The government has decided to list the Security Printing Center as a public entity to carry out commercial activities in competition with the private sector. While informing about the decisions of the cabinet meeting held yesterday, government spokesperson and Minister for Education, Science and Technology Susmit Pokhrel said a notice regarding the inclusion of the Security Printing Center in the list of public entities will be published in the Nepal Gazette. The government has also decided to promote Additional Inspector General Narayan Datta Paudel to the post of Inspector General of the Armed Police Force Nepal. Likewise, the cabinet endorsed the Customs Regulations 2083 BS with the aim of bringing improvements in the economic sector. In response to journalist queries regarding the issues of vacating the Trivuvan University Cricket Ground, spokesperson Pokhrel clarified that the government has no intention to demolish or vacate the ground. He added that discussions held yesterday with the Vice Chancellor and other officials of Trivuvan University were positive, adding that since the lease period of the TU Cricket Ground has expired and the ground will be continued through a new rental agreement. The Supreme Court has ruled that former VIPs, including former presidents, vice presidents, prime ministers, speakers and chief justices, will no longer receive state funding for medical treatment abroad. A constitutional bench of the Supreme Court led by acting Chief Justice Sapna Pradhan Malla yesterday scrapped the provision under the Civil Relief, Compensation and Financial Assistance Procedure 2073, which allowed such benefits. The court said the facility will no longer apply for foreign treatment, though domestic medical support provisions remain unchanged. Meanwhile, the Supreme Court has also issued a show cause order in connection with the eviction of squatter settlements along riverbanks in Kathmandu Valley. The order directs the District Administration Office Kathmandu and Kathmandu Metropolitan City to submit written responses with a hearing scheduled for May 5. The Ministry of Finance has released a white paper titled Current Economic Status of Nepal 2083, highlighting challenges in the national economy. Presented by Finance Minister Dr. Swarni Mwagle, the report says Nepal's economy is facing structural problems with low and unstable growth. It shows average economic growth of 4.2% over the past decade, while growth for the current fiscal year is estimated at 3.5% below the government's 6% target. The document notes weak industrial performance, low investment and high production cost, with the industrial sector contributing only 12.8% to GDP. It also highlights rising dependence on the service sector and declining shares of agriculture and industry. Despite challenges, the report says electricity generation has increased nearly 6 times in the past decade. The white paper warns of a widening trade deficit, with exports covering only 14.8% of imports, while remittances rose 37.7% in the first 8 months of the current fiscal year. It further states that 20.27% of the population lives below the poverty line, while unemployment stands at 12.6%. Bhishma Rao Angdembe has been unanimously elected the parliamentary party leader of the main opposition Nepali Congress. A meeting of the party's parliamentary group held at Singhadarbar yesterday endorsed his name following a decision of the party's Central Working Execution Committee. Angdembe, a proportional representation member of the House of Representatives, was selected after internal consultations within the party. Meanwhile, the Nepali Congress has objected to the possibility of issuing ordinances by suspending the parliamentary session. Party spokesperson Devraj Chalise said such a move would be inappropriate and urged the government not to bypass parliament. The party also expressed concern over rising fuel prices and demanded an investigation into damages caused during the Zenzi protest held on September 8 and 9, 2025. Chinese ambassador to Nepal Zhang Maoming met Communications and Information Technology Minister Dr. Bikram Timal Sinha at Singha Darbar yesterday. The two sides discussed Nepal-China relations focusing on cooperation in artificial intelligence, information technology and digital infrastructure. The Chinese ambassador expressed confidence in a supportive environment for Chinese investment in Nepal, while Minister Timal Sinha stressed stronger collaboration in connectivity and digital development. Separately, Ambassador Zhang also met Education, Science and Technology Minister Susmit Pokhrel, where discussions were held on cooperation in education, science, technology and sports. Meanwhile, Japanese Ambassador Maeda Toru also met Minister Dr. Timal Sinha discussing digital transformation, cybersecurity and innovation. Both sides highlighted cooperation in IT, human resource development and investment, marking 70 years of Nepal-Japan diplomatic relations. A government task force formed to prepare a concept paper on constitutional amendment has held discussions with constitutional and legal experts yesterday. In the meeting held at the Prime Minister's office in Singha Darbar, Prime Minister's political advisor and meeting coordinator Asim Shah assured that the suggestions from experts will be incorporated into the draft concept paper. Task Force Member Secretary Leeladhar Subedi presented key issues for possible amendment, including the form of governance, electoral system, voting rights for Nepalis abroad, and reforms in the judiciary and constitutional bodies. Stressing on the need that any amendment must respect the Constitution's basic structure and require parliamentary endorsement, experts suggested discussions on major areas such as parliamentary system, judicial independence, federal effectiveness, women's rights and accountability of local governments. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
ड्याडी इन्डिया जाने मम्मी चाइना जाने दुवैजना फेसबुक र भाइबरमा जिरो अनि हामीले कसरी कन्ट्याक्ट गर्ने
तिमीहरू फेसबुक र भाइबरमा हिरो भएर के गर्ने नेपाल टेलिकमले ल्याएको सेवा सुविधाको बारेमा जिरो रहेछौ अहिले नेपाल टेलिकमले रोमिङ सेवा ल्याएको छ चाइना र इन्डियामा हाम्रो यही प्रिपेड मोबाइल मजाले चल्छ बेला बेलामा कुरा गर्न केही समस्या छैन
हो र भने अनि कसरी चलाउने चाहिँ थाहा छ त
किन थाहा नहुनु यो सेवा एक्टिभेट गर्नलाई *1415 *7 र ह्यास डायल गर्नुपर्छ र उतैबाट रिचार्ज गर्न पनि मिल्छ तिमीहरूलाई पनि अरू कुरा थाहा पाउन मन छ भने नेपाल टेलिकमको मोबाइल एप्स अथवा वेबसाइट हेरे हुन्छ
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
वेलकम ब्याक नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज The government and the Asian Development Bank have signed a $40 million concessional loan agreement for the digital transformation project yesterday. The agreement was signed at the Ministry of Finance by Finance Secretary Dr. Ghanashyam Upadhyaya and ADB Country Director for Nepal Arnold Koshier. The project, co-financed under the ADB World Bank framework, aims to strengthen government digital systems, improve cybersecurity, and expand digital public services. It also includes an integrated citizen service portal, improved social registry, and secure data exchange system, along with digitization of key government services. The project will be implemented by the Ministry of Communications and Information Technology with support by the World Bank. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 a.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to an international news update. A California man has been charged with attempting to assassinate U.S. President Donald Trump during an incident at a Washington hotel dinner event on Saturday. According to the BBC, the prosecutors said 31-year-old called Thomas Allen was carrying a handgun, shotgun and knives when he breached a security checkpoint at the White House Correspondents' Association dinner venue. Authorities said a Secret Service officer was injured during the incident but has since been discharged from hospital. The suspect was arrested at the scene after being subdued by security personnel. Allen has been charged with attempted assassination of President Trump along with firearms-related offenses. If convicted, he could face a life sentence. He is currently in detention and is scheduled to appear in court again on Thursday. Officials said the suspect traveled across multiple U.S. states before arriving in Washington ahead of the event. Investigators are also reviewing security arrangements at the venue. The Federal Bureau of Investigation, FBI, and Secret Service have launched a joint investigation while the White House has announced a review of security protocols for major events. Now the general weather forecast for the country today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be generally cloudy in Kosi, Mades, Bagmati and Gandaki provinces, as well as in the hilly and Himalayan regions of Lumbini, Karnali and Sudarpashchim provinces today. The Tarai areas of Lumbini and Sudarpashchim provinces will experience partly cloudy conditions. Meanwhile, there is a possibility of moderate rainfall or snowfall with thunder and lightning at some places in Kosi, Bagmati and Gandaki provinces and at a few places in Mades, Lumbini, Karnali and Sudarpashchim provinces today. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Government decides to list Security Printing Centre as a public entity for commercial operations. TU Cricket Ground to operate under fresh lease agreement. Supreme Court scraps provision allowing state-funded foreign medical treatment for former VIPs. Domestic medical support to remain unchanged. Finance Ministry releases white paper on current economic status of Nepal 2083 assessing country's overall socio-economic situation. And suspect charged with attempted assassination of U.S. President at Washington dinner. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can listen to us online on our website, RadioNepalOnline.com and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.